Dermot speaking. Begone, foul Dwimeric, lord of Carrion! Leave the dead in peace! Or he will not slay thee in thy turn. He will bear thee away to the houses of lamentation beyond all darkness, where thy flesh shall be devoured, and thy shriveled mind be left naked to the lidless eye. A sword rang as it was drawn. Do what you will, but I will hinder it, if I may. Hinder me, thou fool. No living man may hinder me. Then it seemed that Durnhelm laughed, and the clear voice was like the ring of steel. But no living man am I. You look upon a woman. Eowyn I am, Eowyn's daughter. You stand between me and my lord and king. Begone, if you be not deathless. For living or dark undead, I will smite you if you touch him. The winged creature screamed at her, but the ringwraith was silent, as if in sudden doubt. Merry opened his eyes. There, some paces from him, loomed the Nazgul lord, like a shadow of despair. A little to the left stood Eowyn. Her eyes, grey as the sea, were hard and fair, and yet tears were on her cheek. Pity filled Merry's heart, and great wonder. He clenched his hand. She should not die, so fair, so desperate. At least she should not die alone, unaided. Suddenly, the great beast leaped into the air, and then swiftly fell down upon Eowyn, shrieking, striking with beak and claw. Still, she did not blench. A swift stroke she dealt, skilled and deadly. The outstretched neck she clove asunder, and the human head fell like a stone. The huge shape crashed to ruin, and with its fall, the shadow towering above her. With a cry of hatred that stung the very ears like venom, he let fall his mace. Her shield was shivered in many pieces, and her arm was broken. She stumbled to her knees. He bent over her like a cloud, and his eyes glittered. He raised his mace. But suddenly, he too stumbled forward with a cry of bitter pain, and his stroke went wide. Merry's sword had stabbed him from behind. Eowyn! Eowyn! Cried Merry. Then, struggling up, with her last strength, she drove her sword between crown and mantle as the great shoulders bowed before her. The sword broke, sparkling, into many shards. The crown rolled away with a clang. Mantle and hauberk were empty. Shapeless they lay now on the ground, and a cry went up into the shuddering air.